Yud Beis Iyar, Monday the 12th of May, Rabbi Shmuel Silberberg, how to achieve Hashras Hashchina in your home.
Well, Rabbi, this topic of how to achieve Hashras Hashchina, the heavenly holiness in your home, is not an easy subject. And the truth of the matter is, because we are now presently in the days of the Sphira, in general, people should be correcting their characteristics and their behavior. And so what I was thinking to myself is, it's amazing. This topic, actually, there's tons of literature, Svurim galore, but we have a holy Rambam, who he is the giant of generations. I ask many times someone that has problems, tell me, what does it say in the Rambam as guidance how to behave in order to avoid problems? I don't even know there's such a Rambam. I didn't know such a thing existed. They don't know. No idea. It's really a very sensational thing that such a dynamic, important thing should not be known. Before I start speaking, I just want to give an idea that there was an old manuscript written that the Chidu brings in Shem HaGdolim, and the Seder Doris also brings down, that the grandson of the Rambam was called Reb David Anugit. And he wrote that his father, he was the son of Reb Avruam, who was the son of the Rambam. And he writes there in this old manuscript that 10 years the Rambam was secluded in an area closed in a house, and he wrote the whole cipher HaRambam, the Yoruch HaZukah. And when he completed the cipher after 10 years, his father, Rabbeinu Maimon, came to him in the dream, and he said to his son, "There is someone with me," and he showed him to the Rambam, that next to him there is a man. He says, "You want to know who this is? This is Moshe Rabbeinu. He came to see what you produced, what kind of cipher you wrote." And it says in that manuscript that Moshe Rabbeinu looked over the whole Rambam, and after completing that, it says there, the Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Rambam, "Yasher kachachu. Thank you so very much." And this manuscript, this is the words of the manuscript. Why am I mentioning this? To actually emphasize that Moshe Rabbeinu personally went through the Rambam and gave his haskuma, his approval. So definitely every word here is diamond and gold. By the way, these words that I'm going to now quote and translate in order to get into this topic, it's very interesting, but every word is, what we call it, it hits the nail on the head to touch on all the issues which are important. Let me start. First of all, the Rambam is referring how a man should behave in his house, how he should behave at home. So the Rambam starts. This is Hilchas Ishes, Parek Tesvuv, Haluche Yites and Chuf, these two paragraphs. So there, the Rambam writes like this in Haluche Yites. The Chaim Tzivi Chachumim, our sages instructed us, Shei Udom Mechabed Es Ishtoi Yoise Megifoi, a person should honor and respect his wife more than himself. That's the first rule. The ahavu kegifoy, and he should love her at least like himself. Then the Rambam continues, the im yesh loy mumoy, and if he has money, very interesting. That's interesting. That's the first point the Rambam's getting into. If he has money, marbe b'tayvusu kafi hamumoy, according to his capabilities, he should be giving her money and giving her support accordingly. Then the Rambam continues, "V'layatul uleu aimi yisaira." He should not under no circumstance have a reign of terror in his house. I am Yisrael. Then the Rambam continues, he should speak gently, nicely to his wife. And then the Rambam writes, he shouldn't come into the house with a sour face. He shouldn't be depressed. And not an angry person that has a temper. I'm going to get back to the points, but first I want to say what it says here. Then the next paragraph is referring to the woman. Now, here's very interesting. There's a special paragraph prior all to this, instructions to a woman how to be modest, how she should behave in tzniyus, in modesty. So that's I'm not going to go into that area. It's not relevant to our discussion. What we're now going into, this is not a one-way street. That's a two-way street. Now we have to know what the woman has to do towards the man, right? So the Rambam writes as follows. The Chayin Tzivi Chachomim, and our sages instructed us, Alu ishe shetia mechabedes es bala miyaisim yidayin. Very interesting in a language here. She should also respect him more than enough. Yeah, that's what he says. Now that measurement is interesting. More than enough. We'll get back to the point. V'yeo leo leo moire. And she, not that she should be afraid of him, she should look up to him in awe. Respect. That's the idea. And then the Rambam says, "V'tase kol maseu al piv." She should follow. She should do her activities according to his request. "V'yeh beineu k'moisar melech," and she should look up to him like a prince or a king. Those are the words of the Rambam. "Mahaleches betavas liboy." She should fulfill his desires, imrachekus kol sheyisne, and she should not do or not be involved in things that he hates, that he can't tolerate. The Rambam concludes both of these chapter, and he says as follows: V'zihi derech b'nois Yisru. This is the way the daughters of Israel. Ibn Yisrael and the sons of Israel, Hakdoshim v'atahirim, who are holy and pure, b'zavigon in their relationship, ibedruchim aili, and if we will follow all that I'm instructing here, the Rambam writes, yeh yeshivon nu imeshibuch, they will have they will be able to live together. In pure, in completion, in the most special way. That's what the Rambam actually wants to emphasize. What?
Harmony.
Well, harmony is the total picture. Now, I want to explain to everyone here and everyone who's listening. Every word in the Rambam, and there's no one, by the way, not one gudel, there's not one poisik who's disputing this Rambam. This is 100% agreed on by everyone. So now, I would appreciate, since our time is limited, to go into every area, more or less, to touch on something of how we live our everyday lives. Take note, the Rambam starts to talk to the man about money. If you have money, why is it that he starts with money? Let me explain to you. From my experience, what I know from my askanut that I have connection with this topic, so many men manipulate and take advantage of the wife on the topic of money. He's holding the money, and anything that she does that's not exactly the way he wants it, he starts to insinuate. He knows that she needs money to run the household. She needs for her personal needs. He plays around and sort of threatens indirectly and that later on directly and that on that topic. Not just that. I found in statistics something that's unbelievable by our Yiddish people. There's families with children. I find out that there are many, many women don't have a dime. We say a dime in American English. They don't have money in their pocket. Every time she needs something, she has to come and ask her husband whether he agrees to give her. And then he needs to know for what exactly. And when he gives it to her, he gives her like exactly the measurement, you know, the exact amount. Not just that, but the lack of understanding. There's an SOS situation, chas v'shulam, can be in every house. Every woman must have set aside in the house an allocated amount in case of an emergency. You never know what can come up, especially when there's children. There's all kinds of things that have to be done. And this is one of the top important things. And I was amazed, you know, that the Rambam put this top priority in the list. Now, it's very interesing. The point that the Rambam says, "Vahava kegifoy," it's an open Gemara in Ish Mekadesh, that a person should see a woman before he gets married, so that in case he sees something negative later on, he should says in the Torah, "Vahavta rach kamoicho." So you know that's the Rav Shia Mikitne in his Sefer Shias Malkoi, in the introduction, says on that point of "Vahavta rach kamoicho." You know, it says in Yerushalmi, Omer Rebbe Akiva Zekla Gudl B'Toyra V'Haftar HaKamoichu. He says, right, that's exactly what it is. It's only in the Torah, by the people. You don't see this being, you know, activated. It's in the Torah. But anyway, the first part of the Rambam, to honor and respect your wife like yourself, let's take an example. Man comes into the house. There's a shortcoming. Something happened that didn't work out. And Bechlau, not everyone's perfect. I mean, that we know. Everyone has shortcomings. Everyone has lack of characteristics in certain areas. The expectations of the man from his wife, he's looking for perfection. Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? He doesn't even know the schedule. He doesn't even know how overwhelmed she is with what she's doing at home. But why didn't you do this? He'll never ask himself that question. Why didn't you do what you're supposed to be doing? For himself, a shtait to get, he understands very well. But for his wife, though, that's where he has to get fulfillment 100%. And the Rambam emphasizes it by mechabdu yoyse megifoy. So everyone should just think for a second whether their way of behavior fits into this program that the Rambam's giving us.
Think about 10 years. Where was he in those 10 years?
Yeah. He was in a house. He was in a house, closed in a house. That's not. It's an aksaviad.
Was it in Egypt?
I don't know. But it's not relevant to our topic now. That was a side thing. Yeah. I want to also say something that we know from our experience, that this happens many times, that when there is the smallest argument because of the ego, what is the subject of ego? So let me explain to you. The psychologists say today, and this is a true thing, that before we go into actually delve, the differences between a man and a woman are important to know. What do I mean to say the differences and what point? The nature of a man is he needs respect. That is something which is very important for the man. His ego, the respect that he receives. Ego, yes. On the other side, the woman needs attention and warmth. That's what she really needs. You'll take note, the man goes to buy himself a suit. And he goes in the store, and he asks his friend, come along with me, I want you to see if the suit fits me properly. So when the friend wants to give him the adjective, say the word, which is to explain whether the suit looks good, he says to him, it's a honorable, you know, suit to wear. He doesn't say it's beautiful. He talks about It's honorable. That's in Yiddish, it works very well. But kuvedig malbish. While when a woman goes to buy a dress or any kind of clothing, she takes her friend along, the friend's adjective is beautiful. How you see the Rambam comes to that point? That the Rambam, when he's talking about how she should deal with her husband, he says she should look up to him, kesar oy kemelech, that she should give him the feeling that he's like a prince or a king, because that's what he needs. That's the point. That's what he's striving for. On the other hand, when the Rambam is referring to what the woman needs, so the Rambam writes here, lechabdo yoyse megifoy v'lavakeye. This is what he needs. This is what she needs. These are the feelings that she's striving to get. So what I'm trying to say is, what could be the worst thing to wreck havoc in the harmony of the house? It's when the husband thinks he's smart and he cuts off the communication to show that he's angry and he's upset. He doesn't speak to his wife. Pujit stops talking to her. And I know that this is, you would be surprised, but since by nature the woman needs attention and needs warmth, this is the worst. Because this actually touches on a very sensitive nerve, and it causes that it's very complicated to get off the tree if there isn't dialogue and communication together. There's another thing that, since we're limited in time, I see I'm... the clock is moving. I wanted to say another point. Many times, because of arguments or whatever comes up, the husband blurts out a derogatory word, a negative word about his in-laws, her parents, or the family. And that is very, very offensive. And, you know, when it slips out of the mouth, you know, I didn't mean it, I did mean it, I didn't mean it. It doesn't leave a good feeling. And many times I found that years later, the wife, when she's saying about, you know, what she's not happy about, she'll mention this as one of the worst things, that he said something so negative about her parents or something like that. Now, there's another thing that we find in today's day and age. It's unbelievable. I'm talking about even B'nai Torah. He vanishes, goes out of the house. Not only doesn't he say, shalom, goodbye, I'm going, yes? Just vanishes. Now, it's not just he vanishes and he doesn't say goodbye, but she doesn't have an inkling of an idea where he went. She doesn't know how long he will not be at home. What's this supposed to be? What's this supposed to be? Why can't a person behave normal? Be decent. Menschlich. I mean, if we want this, Shabi HaShruz HaShchina, this is one of the most sensitive issues, that the wife, she's so upset because she doesn't know where he is, and many times she really needs to speak to him. So this is one of the rules that should not be forgotten, to fill in these words of the Holy Rambam. There's another point. Listen carefully to what I want to say. It might look or sound humorous, but it's a true thing. Many, many men, they will check and see that the main arguments that start at home is when they're coming home from work, exhausted, tired, without any patience, and starving. They come into the house. The food is not on the table. The wife is on the phone, Mr. Aldi, and speaking with one of her friends, and he's looking and thinking and is exploding. You know, they say that the old grandmothers used to tell their daughters, if you want to calm down your husband, do it through the stomach. First give them something to eat. Don't start telling him all your stories and your aggravation and your complaints. First give him to eat. That's the first thing. So many men say to me, but what should I do? I come home, I really am starving, and that's a fact. So I tell him, you know what? Always have something, a snack, anything, Don't come into the house famished. Don't be so starved, you know, hungry. Try to do something to avoid this confrontation, which is very not appetizing. Now, there's something here important, especially for Koyling Yolat. I heard this from the Gresht Tzaddikim. I don't want to quote unquote, but you can believe me, this is something that's very, very reliable. We know that the biggest sin is bittul Torah. You're not allowed to be mevatel Torah. So it's very interesting. You know, it's the same thing that I see, that there's a word of Chassam Sofer that he says in this Chassam Sofer HaChadushes, which they found a new Ksav Yad from the Chassam Sofer. It was issued most probably around 15 years ago. And there the Chassam Sofer writes, there's a special Yetzer Hara to learn by davening. You'll notice that. People, starts to daven? Oh, he has to take out a cipher and look into the cipher. So the Chassam Sofer says, that's why Rabbi Yochanan says, Halavai shespalu udam kol hayom kiloy. Why is it would be better that they should daven whole days, and then they'll learn a whole day, because that's when they have the tava to learn, he says. Akopunim, the man comes home, and he enters, and she wants to have a discussion with him. She has experienced so many things, especially when there's children. There's so many important topics to discuss. All of a sudden, he becomes a tzaddik, bittul Torah. Now he has to go and learn. I heard a confirmed thing from Mamish from a tzaddik, that, and he told me a reliable, that this is Darius of Tzaddikim said this, every man not only is permitted, but is requested, and it's a demand, to allocate time when he comes home to sit with his wife calmly and in harmony, take, and to hear out all that she wants to vent out, and to discuss things with her. This is tremendous to keep the home together, to keep the home in harmony. That's when the Shekhinah really comes down. Now, there's another thing. This is not a joke. This is a very serious matter. The idea of giving a compliment. I said before that the Rambam's emphasizing here the importance that a woman needs warmth and attention. She cooked a nice meal. She made a big effort. Say a word. What's cost the happiness? You know, money. No, it doesn't cost money either. Say a compliment. It was very tasty. Give her a good feeling, and not just in that area, in every area. Why not? When a man comes home, he knows that his wife likes a certain food item. Doesn't have to be expensive. It can be something very, very, you know, cheap even. But the idea that he walks in the house, you know, I brought you something. For no reason, it doesn't have to be connected not to a birthday, not to an anniversary, not any of these. This is for sure something that's to the point if someone brings something home when it's something to celebrate. And it's not, then everyone becomes frim. As a goy shaminig, you know, all these types of ideas. This is, and I'll tell you more than that, that many times the gift is a 50% gain. The note that comes with it, that is tremendous. And if the note is expressed in a warm, nice way, it's just overwhelming what it really achieves. Now, there's something more that I want to say here on a spiritual note. But, you know, the truth is that time is very, very limited, I see. The point is, we want that our women should respect us. Don't we have to put something into this to make her respect us? So I know that many homes, the man never, ever takes a cipher out to learn. He learns in Besmedrish, but she never sees him actually learning, opening up a Gemara and learning a Daf Gemara at home. It's something that I'm telling you, this doesn't, it's not written in the Rambam, because the Rambam tells you, you know, how to behave. But I'm saying that if it not only makes the home more spiritual, it only not only gives us a spiritual gain for the children to see their father learning, etc., but it brings about such a wonderful atmosphere that we can achieve real Hashruas HaShchina. Now, we know that the Ish, there's a Yud, and the Isha, there's a Hay, and the Ksibah, there's a Vufkai. So when everything is united, automatically we have Shem Hashem. And we have to be mispalel with Kosh Baruch Hu that in the merit that everyone will strive to reach the harmony and reach the correct way of behavior. This ragzin, that the right should be a ragzin. It says akoyes kiliyovid over the zura, and these are the worst of the worst traits of being, have explosive temper that chases the Shekhinah right out of the house, because the root of ragzin is gav. That's what it is. That he is only thinking of himself. And once again, we should, Hashem should help, that we should be zayich l'gil l'shlaim l'harmanim.